will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
Do you believe in life after addiction? You better believe it. Now, the host of Life After Addiction.
All right, welcome back. 2020. It is a new day. Bruce Stanley?
Yeah, the year of the visionary puns.
Yes, and we are going to make some today, and I'm Adam Comer. That's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to talk about our vision for 2020.
Do you have some clarity on that?
Yeah, can we get a little clarity on your vision? No. So we're wanting to talk about the vision of why we're doing Life After Addiction podcast. And just kind of hash that out to start off this year. We've had a lot of people subscribe and follow us, had some good feedback. But if this is your first one, good news. You're about to hear what we're all about. If this is your 50th episode of listening, then you're about to hear a refresher of what we're doing, why we're doing it. Yeah, Bruce, lead us in here. What do you think, man?
Well, you just, man, this is our third year doing this. And we're able to speak truth into people who are interested in knowing how to walk a life after addiction, and what God says about it, and how we can have discernment, knowing what we get fed every day in this world, and having a, I mean, I'm just excited to be able to be a small voice in a sea of things that people can turn to where they can get some truth, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So our mission statement for Life After Addiction, if you want to call it a mission statement, is basically this: Life After Addiction discusses life, addiction, and recovery, all from a biblical worldview. We approach some hard issues and speak truth. So one of the things that, you know, the common theme for Bruce and I is that we love this platform because we're not going to be censored. You know, we could discuss the things that we need to discuss or we feel led to discuss. And there's no one that's going to censor us. You know, you can listen or not listen. And so that's a huge deal, especially when we start talking about things like episode 19. It talked about absurdity and how a lot of things in our culture's philosophies has been reduced to absurdity in how we think and how we make decisions. And so, you know, a lot of times when you address those issues from a biblical worldview, or any issue really from a biblical worldview, man, there's some pushback. There's an attempt to censor. And so that's why we love this, man. No one's going to tell us we can't talk about Jesus.
Amen. And we can talk about things that pertain to life that everyday people struggle with. And if they had the objectivity that comes from Scripture, they would be able to recognize the things that are misleading and quickly get back on path. And talking about addiction, I mean, that's what we do at S2L Recovery. We focus on the root of things. Addiction is a symptom of life gone awry. And the reason it's gone awry is because we've relied on things that have caused us to stumble. And unfortunately, we keep going back to those things because we're either ignorant to the truth, which is part of why we do this podcast, or they were misled to begin with. And we, you know, they say the truth will set you free, right?
Yeah.
And that freedom comes with knowledge, knowing, hey, I have a choice in this matter, and I need to know what those choices are.
Yeah. Yeah, man, one thing that I just, as you're talking, some of the things you're saying is sent to us and emails. We've had people, gosh, I think the furthest reach, one, we had someone, I want to say Canadian, shoot us an email, just, hey, keep it up. And so those are, if you feel led to shoot an email of how this is helping, or if you want to debate us, whatever you want to do, info@spring2life.net. Man, that stuff means a lot to us that, hey, you know, we're putting the time in here and to have these conversations. So number one, we felt led to do this. Number two, we want to do it with excellence. We want to have a part of our mission, which isn't written, but a part of it is we want to provide quality Christian media. And you could see that through our videos that are made and the design of our logos and the design of art that goes out. Major credit to Bruce for 99.9% of that. But we just want to produce quality. So we have the equipment and we have the podcast mastered and we want it to sound good. And all of this stuff went through prayer, you know. Why in the world would we ever do a podcast? Well, we felt led to, so we prayed through that. And so that's where we are. So as you're marching into this new year, you're going to hear things like this. You're going to hear controversial things. We're not afraid of controversy. But I also encourage you, if you need to get caught up, go catch up. We have about, well, this episode makes 50 episodes, and I would say that's probably close to 40 to 45 hours of content of just a massive range of different topics.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll just say this too, concerning the reason why we're doing this. Man, it's the reason why I got into this ministry. I know it's the reason why you did, Adam. It's because there just isn't enough voices out there, or for that matter, even treatment or programs that are an alternative to what the modalities have been for decades. It just aren't working.
Yeah.
And I'm not bashing those. I'm saying that they do help. But what we found in Christ and the recovery in Christ and the percentages of people that are getting healed, and not just that, but learning how to live life differently, because it's the way we were created. Yeah. To live it, and giving people the power of Jesus to be able to walk through that and to see a better outcome. I just, you know, for the sake of mankind, and not just for sharing the gospel, although we're going to do that, but it's to help people out of addiction and for others to know that there is another choice. And there's just not a lot of those choices out there. We're going to get into what's just happened to us recently with licensure and how that we're pioneering these things, but people need to know. And so we started a podcast so we could tell others.
Yeah, yeah. And a part of it is, I think next episode we're going to talk about our experience with licensure, but a part of the just introducing you, if this is your first podcast, Bruce talked about recovery and you're hearing us talking about it. So if you didn't know, so Bruce and I are executives at a residential Christ-centered addiction recovery facility for men. And so a lot of the fuel and a lot of the reasons, the main reason, I guess, besides bringing God glory, inevitably that's the only reason we're doing this. Amen. Is to bring God glory, and because he's felt like he's called us to. But a lot of the reason that we don't have time for the fluff, man, and that we're direct and we are controversial is because a lot of our episodes are fueled based on our experience. And here's what I mean. We can have, it's very common for us to have a guy who hours ago overdosed, maybe died, and was resuscitated, and then hours later is face to face with us at our facility. And the darkness that comes with that, and the just the heaviness that comes with that, and the seriousness that comes with that, we get to pierce that place, that space, that darkness with the light of Christ. And man, there's no time for games there. And guess what? If you're listening to this, you probably have know about addiction, know what comes with that is mass manipulation and just deception. And so we're in that arena. And so we weave through that and just pierce the darkness with the light of Christ. And so, yeah, we've seen a lot. We've heard a lot, right?
Absolutely. I mean, there's no denying the epidemic that we're facing in this country and just across the globe of addiction in general. I mean, everybody talks about the opioid crisis,
yeah,
but that's just because that's the latest drug of choice. And you know, something else has come. Fentanyl's hit, you know, whatever it is, it's always going to be a problem. And it's all wrapped around this thing called addiction.
Yeah.
It is the thing that people are choosing to escape life for whatever reason. Because they're not satisfied, content, or because it's been some trauma or some things they've seriously gone through, or it could have just been, hey, I got injured,
yeah,
and I went to the hospital and I got put on this medication because today doctors and pharmaceutical companies are over prescribing everything.
Yes.
I just went through a recent
surgery. Don't
even get
us started.
Where I was going to be prescribed fentanyl, and I told the doctor, I said, you know what? I think I'm going to try something else. And he's like, oh man, I'm telling you, you're going to hate it if you don't take this stuff.
And it's like, yeah, bro, isn't that the stuff that's killing everyone?
And that's exactly what my wife said. And he's like, no, this stuff is different, you know, and whatever. I took Tylenol and Advil, bro, and it worked fine.
Yeah.
Right. And this was the first surgery I've had since I've been clean sober. Thank God, 7 years now. And of course, you know, my thought was, is this going to be enough, you know?
Yeah.
And it was. And I think what happens is we don't realize how our bodies actually are designed to handle this kind of stuff. But yet we're so quick to go to alternative means to overcompensate everything that we never even give our body a chance to do it. And when you look at research and talk about people's responses to these types of medicines, these prescription medicines that people are now becoming addicted to, when they talk about it in relation to pain, it's very fascinating how most of them will say it didn't help the pain. But what it did help is a numbing of the mind. And so what they claim to be these pain relievers aren't really relieving pain. They're relieving something else.
Yeah.
And that is what we focus on at S2O Recovery is why are we going there? What causes us to go there? What caused you to go there?
Yeah.
And if it wasn't because of some accident that you got hooked on this thing, what was it from your past? How did you get here? Let's go there and let's walk back from that and find out what's going on. Instead of trying to prescribe some sort of program to how to get over this and talk about the addiction itself, and then you'll hear us talk about this and what our program is mostly about, is that we don't believe in the disease model. We don't believe that once an addict, always an addict. We don't believe in identifying yourself with an addict by calling yourself one. I mean, if this is the thing you're trying to overcome, why do you keep identifying with it? And according to Scripture, Jesus tells us that when we're free indeed.
Yeah.
We're no longer slaves to the things that we were once in bondage with. And God's power is a healing power that can overcome anything. And so we've seen it.
Yeah.
It's not just a bunch of language that we're trying to throw out there. We've seen it with our own eyes. And just like the apostles of Jesus' day, when you see it, you know, you want to tell others about it. And it's not from some hypothetical kind of, hey, believe me when I say this. No, it's because I've seen it.
Yeah.
And not only have I seen it, I have a living testimony myself that I have also received it.
Yeah.
And so that's one big thing we're going to talk about and why we want to do this podcast.
Yeah.
We want people to know that, man, there is a biblical choice. And for Christians especially, because I think one of the biggest tragedies is that Christians are being told that the only way they can overcome these things is these cultural methodologies that have been developed over time that obviously I can get into some conspiracy theories about it, but the Christians just aren't being told that there's a Christian outlet for this. There's a biblical way to handle this addiction. And I just thank God every day that He is still protecting us. He's still growing us. He's still providing all the things that we need for this ministry to help others.
Yeah, and so as Bruce alluded to or said, so if you're new to this, Bruce and I both have a history of addiction. And so what we're not saying is that there's no such thing as addiction or people aren't addicts. Well, yeah, I was an addict. But absolutely, you'll hear us use words of recovered, not recovery, or freedom. I've lived in freedom for this long. And it's not because we're just trying to be different. We're just trying to proclaim the Word of God. And in the Word of God, this isn't a surprise, right? Addiction's not a surprise to God. And how do we – so what do you call it? And like Bruce was saying earlier, here's how we wrap it up. When anyone exchanges the glory of God for cheap substitutes or for bootleg pleasures that don't last or for the mind to be numbed or whatever it is –
False contentment.
That in the Bible is very clearly labeled as idolatry. And so that's how you attack it. Now, and speaking on Bruce's surgery and things like that, what you won't hear any of it. We're not Scientologists. You won't hear any of us say that medication is evil, right? Now, people use medication in an evil manner. Now they begin to worship the creation and the common grace that's been given and not the Creator. And so here's what we will say. Medication God created scientists, doctors. Those people have really corrupted the place. When you start seeing pill counts in Tennessee, I think I saw a crazy number of the amount of pills per person that's been prescribed. Yeah. But that they're not evil, and there is a place for them. But what we will say is, you need to be aware of some things. Like, you're not going to hand a 13-year-old a automatic machine gun while driving a bulldozer, while anything that's dangerous, right? That can be very dangerous. You're going to educate them if they have to have that weapon or that bulldozer, especially if you have had a history of addiction. That doesn't mean that you're still an addict and you always got to label yourself an addict. I got to remind myself. No, it's like, hey, if God healed me of diabetes and I'm healed, I'm probably still going to check what I eat on occasion and maybe check some stuff on occasion, not because I have fear that I am that, but it's just because, man, I have too much life experience. I have too much pain of that season in life not to be super on guard. So if that's you, as you did, man, Bruce had this surgery. He came to me and just, here's my plan, man. I want you to have accountability. I have my wife. Not because he's an addict or he needs it, but because, man, I lost too much. I'm not going to give the enemy a foothold. And so those are the way that we describe things. And it's interesting, you touched on something about, you hear people taking medication and the mind, it really numbs the mind, doesn't numb the pain. For me, that was the thing that had its hooks in me, was opiates. And I remember, man, even to this day, like, my brain, the brain's a powerful thing that God's created for us. I would create pain. I would really think that my back would really hurt. And then all of a sudden, like, up to the point of, I'm just delaying getting some surgery that I need just because I can't afford it or whatever it is, to the point it hurt that bad, right? To whereas when I got off of pain medication and found freedom from that, man, my back all of a sudden didn't hurt. On occasion, yeah, is there a back issue because I'm overweight or because it's really cold? Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, welcome, but it's amazing. To humanity.
Yeah, but it wasn't like, I'm dying, I need to have this drug, and I'll do justification of my mind, right? Or whatever it could be. It's crazy how all of that works.
Yeah, absolutely. And let me just make sure that everybody who's listening understands. I went under full amnesia.
Right, yeah. He wasn't like, cut me, sir.
Not amnesia, anesthesia. Yeah,
that's right. He forgot everything.
I was not going to be awake for that surgery. And so medicine is not a bad thing.
Right.
I chose to go that route.
Yeah. He wasn't like, put the stick in my mouth and start cutting.
Yeah. And I'll tell you that I did get prescribed some opioids just in case. And so if I had to have used them, I would have done it correctly.
That's right.
And I had, like, that's why I called Adam and why my wife was involved in those kind of things. And but I have gotten to a point where we talk about this, that I'm not dealing with triggers anymore.
Yeah.
You know,
that's what freedom is. That's what we're talking about.
I don't have to worry about these things. Now, early in my walk, I had to.
Yeah.
Because that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Well, sanctification's a process.
But now that I've grown and I've been strengthened and I'm no longer naive and I've matured in my faith and the things that I count on, and I've got some experience under my belt of knowing what this life is like and how I don't ever want to go back to that other life. Can I walk into a bar today if I wanted to? Yeah. Do I do that? No. Not unless it's a restaurant that has a bar in it and I'm there to eat some food. You know, I just don't have to be over sensitive to this stuff. And because it's no longer a threat to me.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean I just go and do it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm also a walking vessel of God and representative of his kingdom everywhere I go, too. And that I'm always conscious of.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that's what you're going to get with Life After Addiction. Just kind of laying it down. We've recast vision for 2020. We're going to speak biblical truth. This is probably the only episode any of you have ever heard that 19 minutes has gone by and we haven't read or quoted scripture. Yeah. So you're going to get that. But that's what we get. And I hope that it's something that you engage with. There for a while, we were asking people to, hey, send us ideas. What do you want us to talk about? Do that. The same email address, spring2life.net. That's info@spring2life.net. But yeah, I'm excited about this year, man.
Okay. So
close
just,
us out.
Just
Bruce.
Because
close
you said that, I'm going to use some scripture.
Okay, go ahead. Right?
So Matthew 9:12 says, but when he heard it, he said, those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. And this came off the tail end of verse 11, which the Pharisees were challenging his disciples on why he eats and goes around with what they called sinners, which are tax collectors and these kinds of things. And Jesus overheard them, and this was his response. And so basically what he's saying and what we're saying is that, man, we're dealing with people who are sick. And it's not just because they need medicine, but just like any physician,
yeah,
who's going to look at the scenario and go, okay, what is needed here? That's what's going to be provided.
Yeah.
And so God's not against medicine. God is the ultimate physician.
Yeah. And so as we close, here's what we would love for you to understand. A part of Bruce and I's direction is we're really trying to minimize this divide between addiction and that kind of struggle and just everything else. Because the things that we teach our guys is not what the Bible says about, hey, heroin addiction, but it is what everyone that is a believer needs to hear. Now, are there some specific things that, you know, go along with addiction in our training? Absolutely. But everyone's broken. Everyone is. And
yeah.
So there's hope. Like, between us, there's 20 years almost, or 15 or whatever years of freedom, and we were bad men, right? Mm. Yes, it's a process of sanctification, but there's hope. The Bible says that there's freedom in Christ. There is. No matter what the place told you that you came out of and you're struggling and they said you're always going to be this and that you have to – that's from hell, man. It really is. If the Bible says who you are is free, and you're free indeed if you're in Christ, and that you've been crucified with him and it's no longer you that live, your identity in idolatry is damaging.
Yeah, let me just go alongside that. Faith without works is dead.
Sure.
Right? And that is scripture. But you can't make faith out of works.
Right.
Works comes out of faith. And so what we're not saying is you go around and you're saying, look, I'm free, I'm not an addict, but yet you keep using drugs in an addictive way.
Right.
Then you know
probably still an addict. Yeah,
yeah. You're probably still an addict. Yeah. You know? And man, I just want to say this last thing. And when you talk about hope, man, one of the things that I found a lot of hope in, I didn't come to a place like S2O Recovery. I wish there was a place that I could have gone to when I was homeless and found in a ditch, you know. But what God showed me and what we share with these guys who come into the program and the eyes that are opened wide when they hear this is just like what you're saying is, man, you're no different than anyone.
Yeah.
Anyone. The world has categorized addicts into this place of
victimhood
or shame, you know, that we're less than and can't be trusted and that we're not like, you know, we're different than other people and that kind of thing. No, in God's eyes, you're just like anybody else.
Yeah.
You have failed life because you've chosen things to compensate what God gave us to live life. And whether it's drugs, whether it's sex, whether it's money, whether it's your career, whether it's your kids, whatever it is that you have substituted for the real thing, and God has a way for you to drop that and live life. And that's for anybody.
Yeah.
You're no different than anybody. You've just chosen something different than what somebody else has chosen.
That's right.
That has caused you to collapse.
That's right. So there is hope. There is freedom. Go to our website, s2lrecovery.org. There's resources there. Check out this podcast anywhere that you found it. Maybe you're listening to this because someone shared it from YouTube or Facebook. You can go to Apple or Spotify or Google Play, wherever they're played, you can go and find it. Guys, we're excited about a great season. Hey, tune in next week as we're going to talk about something huge that just happened for Christ-Centered
Recovery. Huge.
It's going to be huge. Oh, gosh, you better believe it. All right, let's go.
Life After Addiction is a production of S2L Recovery. If you have any questions you'd like answered on the podcast, email them to info@springtolife.net. That's info@spring2life.net. And for more information on addiction recovery, visit s2lrecovery.org.
No matter what you're going through, you are not alone. Sis, if you've experienced pain in your father-daughter relationship, I want you to know that you are loved and seen. I'm Kia Stevens, host of the Hope for Women with Father Wounds podcast, and I created my show to help you exchange your father wounds for the love of God the Father. Join me for encouragement, wisdom, and scripture. Just search Hope for Women with Father Wounds on lifeaudio.com or wherever you get your podcast.